Monday matinees begin right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
Hello and welcome to another production of Red Hawk Radio Theater. Riley and Taylor are stuck on the midnight radio shift right before the holidays. Both want to get home and into the holiday spirit, but end up stuck in the station. What will happen to Riley and Taylor? Will they get out? Tune in, listen, and find out.
Five minutes more, Mom. Give me 5 minutes more. I don't want to go to school. I'm an adult now. You can't make me.
Oh, no. My pie is burning. What should I do if a pie is burning? Should I put flour on it? If I put flour on the pie, it'll ruin it. I should let the house burn down. Save the pie.
Fine. This isn't my house. This is the station. We're locked in. You know what? I smell smoke! Riley, wake up! I smell smoke!
It's just my pie. Leave me alone. I'm going to take a poll on the radio and ask them what to do.
It isn't your pie, Riley. You didn't make it. Remember? Wake up!
Oh, I'm up. Why am I up? It's so early.
We're in the station and there's smoke. Come on, Riley, keep up.
The costumes in the basement! We left the light on down there!
Earl's told us 1,000 times that wiring in the basement is faulty.
We have to get out of here.
We can't, remember? That's the whole reason we're in here.
Yeah, but now we're in real danger. We can break the window, adrenaline, mama bear, all that.
Now who's watched too many movies? No, what we have to do is put it out.
Put it out? Do you know how to put it out?
You use a fire extinguisher.
Well, have you used one before?
How hard can it be? Come on, we're wasting time.
Where's the fire extinguisher?
There's supposed to be one in every room.
And?
We only have one by the basement stairs.
How is that helpful?
Earl said they're expired or something. We're getting new ones. Does it matter? We have one. It's where we're going anyway.
Right. Okay, on the count of three, get down low and run.
Run?
One.
I don't think that's such...
Two.
A good idea.
Three. Hold on tight. We're running there at the speed of light.
Ah! Ah! Riley, let go of my hand. Riley!
The smoke is so thick and chemically. Is this healthy for us?
I think it's inherently more healthy than burning to death.
Touché.
So, there's the fire extinguisher.
Yes.
And I'm going to use it.
That was the plan.
Yep.
Taylor, I swear if you stare at that extinguisher for one more second, it won't be the fire that kills you.
You got in my head. Now I'm worried. I don't even know how to use it.
Taylor!
Okay. Where's the metal thing?
What metal thing?
The metal thing on the side you used to break the glass.
Ugh, you're so useless tonight! Here, problem solved. Now, get the extinguisher while I see if my phone has service to call 911.
Your hand is bleeding.
All the more reason to call 911. Still no signal. Can this day get any worse?
We're currently going into the basement, which is on fire, wearing highly flammable polyester costume. So I say yes. At least, we're finally warm.
Whoa, that's a lot of fire.
Pull pin. Aim at the base of the fire. What base? The fire's everywhere. There's no base.
I don't know. Just aim at the bottom and work your way around.
Squeeze handle. Sweep side to side. 8 feet from the flames. Am I 8 feet away?
Step onto the stairs or something. What am I, a human measuring tape?
It's working! It's working!
Taylor!
Be quiet. Let me focus. I'm getting this.
Taylor, the roof!
What about the roof? We're dead. We're so dead. Are you okay, Riley?
Just put out the rest of the fire.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
That I want you to put out the literal fire? Yes!
We're sure getting a lot of use out of this first aid kit, aren't we? I don't know what's worse, your hand or the gash on your hand.
Yeah. yet you got away without a scratch.
What?
Nothing.
Are you mad at me?
And what reason would I have to be mad?
So you are mad.
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to. Somehow, in your head, this is all my fault.
You said it, not me.
Get over yourself.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Get over yourself. It's not all about you. This isn't the Riley Show. I'm missing stuff, too. Right now, my sister is cooking my favorite food in the world, which I only get once a year. But do you hear me crying on every minor setback? No. No, you don't.
Minor setback? The roof fell down in the basement. How is that a minor setback? We just cost the station thousands of dollars.
And we walked away without any broken bones. Now I'm finished patching you up. You can thank me when you're so inclined.
Thank you.
I said when you're so inclined, not whatever wimpy thing that was. Now what's our current plan?
To die sad and alone in a radio station.
Hate that one. Next.
What time is it?
My watch says 6:33.
Why hasn't anyone come to take the next shift? Them getting us out was the next plan.
That's a good question. Did they have the day off because it's the holiday?
Well, Dave and Linda had the day off, but the interns always want airtime, so they were supposed to come in.
So someone would have had to been here around 4:30.
Exactly. So finding out why they didn't could be our key to getting out of here.
No service on your phone, and the computer in the break room is absolutely ancient and will take an hour to boot up. What about grabbing the emergency radio? Then we can just listen to the local station and see what they're saying.
It's next to the big box of random junk.
Oh, over here?
The other big box of junk.
Oh, I see it. Okay, here we go. Let's check Yak It Up. They usually have the most updated news.
Has covered the entire city in the worst snowstorm this community has seen since November 2014. All cell towers are down, and the roads are completely blocked until the city can send in the snowplows.
Turn that off. It's so depressing.
Shh.
Emergency services are overwhelmed with calls for help, and many are worried that there are more in danger without access to even call.
Yes, we are!
We've brought in an expert to talk.
Hey, I had started listening to that.
You want to hear a report on weather patterns?
No.
That's what I thought.
Wait a minute. This gives me an idea.
Really? All that we've been told is that we're even more stuck. Even if we can get to our cars, we can't drive them.
But how did we find that out?
By listening to the radio?
Yes! The recording studio still works. We can put a message on the air telling our families to come and save us.
That's genius! I mean, they might not be listening, but someone has to be.
And maybe our boss will give us a bonus since we kept the radio on the air.
We burnt down the basement. We'll be lucky if he doesn't fire us.
Oh. Yeah. Right.
Hello and welcome to our lovely Red Hawk Radio listeners. We apologize for the delay in programming. If you haven't heard yet, there's a snowstorm out there.
And supposedly it's a big one. Taylor and I have had an interesting night.
One for the record books, you might say. You see, we're actually trapped in the radio station.
Which is not nearly as fun as it seems in movies.
So we're asking family, friends, and mildly interested listeners to please, please send someone to get us out.
In the meantime, we'll be playing some holiday music to get you in that holiday mood with a CD that swears it'll last you 73 minutes and 32 seconds.
And we'll be replaying this message every 3 songs, so you can't miss it.
And we're off. Do you think it'll work?
Honestly, no. But it makes me feel better about my life. You hear that?
Sounds like the door.
We have to catch whoever it is before they close it.
Jim, I'm so sorry I'm late.
Stop.
My car wouldn't start,
shut.
So I had
stop,
to walk
please.
All the way here, and that took over 2 hours. I was looking over my shoulder for muggers the whole time. Hey, Taylor, Riley, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be at home? And why are you wearing giant animal costumes?
We're locked in.
I love lock-ins. Why wasn't I invited? Is it because I'm an intern? Because that's discrimination.
It's not a lock-in. We're locked in. And you just closed the door.
Oh. Well, why don't you just open it again?
She's hopeless.
But not deaf. Well, 70% deaf in one ear, but that doesn't really count. Where was I going with this? Oh, yes. You don't get to belittle me because I can hear you.
The doorknob is broken. There's nothing to open.
Why don't you just use the back door?
The back door?
Yeah, the one over by the trash cans.
Why didn't we think of that?
because you aren't as smart as I am. Did you know that I got a 35 on my ACT on the first try? It's part of what made them accept me for this internship here.
Sure. The ACT score got her hired. Not the fact that she's half deaf, or she's the boss's niece.
I heard that. You're on my good side. To the back door!
Why couldn't we have gotten stuck with Jim? I like Jim.
It's the moment of truth. In less than a minute, we'll be outside and free at last!
And even colder than we already are. Are you sure you want to do this?
It is cold in here. I don't know why you guys haven't turned on the heat.
The heater has been broken for... You know what? It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'm doing it. I'm turning the knob! Why did it stop? Why won't the door open?
Peering through the crack, it looks like someone has put a dumpster up against the door.
Wow, that's a fire hazard. Someone could get hurt. Not that we'd ever have a fire at the station.
We'd never have a fire here.
Mm. On plan C, D, what plan are we on now?
Who knows? But this plan isn't finished yet. I'm not letting a stupid dumpster defeat me. Stick our arms through the crack in the door and push the dumpster away so that we can get the door open enough to squeeze through.
Wow. Did she breathe during that sentence?
Susie, can you please be quiet? I don't even know why you're here. You don't need to get out. Your shift doesn't end until 9.
I don't like to be by myself.
Of course you don't. I don't even know that this is the best idea. Your hand is still all cut up, Riley.
And wrapped up like a mummy. I'll be fine.
So we just stick our hands out and push.
Yes, there are 3 of us. It'll be a piece of cake.
All right, then. Susie, you go on bottom since you're the shortest. I'll go on top. And Riley, you're in the middle.
This is so fun. I've never been part of such an organized operation.
On the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. It's making so much noise, but it isn't moving at all.
Just have to put our backs into it. Push!
I take it back. This isn't fun. My arm is pinched in the door.
Just a little longer. I think it's moving.
Yeah, moving right into a wall. Susie, are you even pushing? The whole dumpster is at a diagonal, and it's blocking the door even more than it was before.
I'm trying, okay? I only weigh like 100 pounds. Oh, that doesn't sound good.
We can still do this. We just all have to push from the bottom.
No, it's thoroughly wedged. This plan is a bust.
Well, then you go. I'm going to keep trying.
Nope. We're going back to the break room. You're not getting frostbite on my watch. Up you go.
Hey! Put me down!
This is so much more interesting than the sitcoms I watch on TV. You guys should have a reality show. What do you think? You guys? You guys, wait up. Wait for me. I'm going to file a discrimination lawsuit if you don't wait.
Now, before we hatch our next crazy plan, we need to get something to eat, because I'm about to pass out from hunger.
You're going to eat food from the break room? But it's so sketchy.
It's not that bad.
Linda ate a donut out of the fridge only to find out that it didn't have mint frosting like she thought.
I'm not listening.
It was
listening.
Mold. Vanilla frosting
listening.
Covered in mold.
I think I'm gonna hurl.
I am sure that there's something in this room that's edible. We just have to find it. Anyway, I'm sure Susie is just embellishing.
I'm not. It looked like a fuzzy carpet.
Like I said, embellishing. Now, let's see what's in this fridge.
What's that smell?
Did something die in the fridge?
Will you two stop being so dramatic? Look, here's something. It looks like chicken and rice.
That's not rice.
Are you sure? It looks like rice.
It's moving.
Okay, not that one then. How about this pint of milk?
It says it expired 2 months ago.
The half of watermelon?
Rats.
What's wrong with the watermelon? It looks fine to me.
No rats! There's rats in the fridge!
Ah! I hate rats!
You're a member of PETA. You have a bumper sticker that says, I break for all God's creatures.
Well, it doesn't apply to rats. I hate them. I hate their beady eyes and their scaly tails and their greasy fur.
I didn't even know you were capable of hate. This is surprising.
Close the fridge, Taylor. This is breaking so many health codes.
I think I need to scrub out my brain.
Okay, so the fridge is a bust. Let's check the pantry.
Oh, no. We are not risking dying from food poisoning because you think through your stomach.
We're not going to... What was that?
Sounded like it was coming from the attic.
Do we have ghosts? I heard a story once about an old woman who lived her whole life in the same house, and when she died, the door to the bathroom would never open again.
Why the bathroom?
Because that's where she kept her prized towels.
Uh-huh. And on that interesting note, I'm going to say that this station does not have any ghosts.
How do you know? Maybe the ghosts are just afraid of you. Come out, ghosts. I am Susie, and you do not have to be afraid. I'm going up to the attic to look for them.
It could just be more rats.
Nope. Never mind. Not going up there.
Nah, it's too big for rats. I think we have a squatter.
But it could still be rats. I'm out.
No, no, you're not. We're all going. Safety in numbers.
Oh, I hate this.
Who's up here? Come out! Show yourself!
And don't try any funny business. I'm armed with a baseball bat.
Where'd you get a baseball bat?
Over in the display case.
Come on, stay sharp. It could be anyone up here.
Hey, y'all.
Ah!
Whoa! Y'all need to calm down. I don't even know what's got you so jumpy.
What are you doing here? How did you even get in?
I've been here all night.
Why didn't you check on us? I fell down the stairs. We burnt down the basement.
Did you just say you burnt down the basement?
There's no way you've been here all night.
I must have heard you wrong, being half deaf and all. Right?
But I have. I was going out to my car, and I took one look at the sky, and it was green. And my mom always said that meant a storm was coming, so I hightailed it back into here. This is my office. I got a cot up here and everything.
But didn't you hear us?
Well, yes, of course I heard you. But I don't know what kind of things kids get up to these days, and it ain't my place to judge.
One, what the heck? Two, none of this matters. Earl, we broke off the door handle and can't get out. Can you put it back on?
Well, does an armadillo have 100 teeth?
Occasionally.
And that's horrifying.
Yes, I can fix the door. And there you go. One working door handle.
Thank you so much, Earl. Can you stay with Susie? She doesn't like being alone.
Of course you can.
See you, Earl.
Wait, Taylor, before you go, I have something to say.
Yes, what is it? And hurry up, I still have to get cleaned before I go to my sister's.
I just wanted to thank you for everything.
Anytime. Are you still going to make all that food?
Of course.
You're going to kill yourself.
I've survived splinters, glass, fire, and concussion. I think I can handle one meal.
You're probably right. See you tomorrow, Riley.
You too. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
You've been listening to Life is a Hot Pink Llama, a production of Red Hawk Radio Theaters, recorded on the campus of Southeast Missouri State University in the studios of KRCU Public Radio. All music and sound effects are licensed under Creative Commons or available in the public domain. Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy and Hark the Herald Angels Sing were done by John Sayles. Life is a Hot Pink Llama is written by Gabrielle Freitas. She played the character of Riley, in addition to directing the production. I, Clayton Hester, played the character of Taylor and Earl. Becca Peach played the news reporter and Susie. You can now find Red Hawk Radio Theater on Patreon and help support the work we're doing in bringing you the entertainment you love. Consider becoming a patron of Red Hawk Radio Theater and helping us to grow. Red Hawk Radio Theater also encourages students to get involved by becoming voice actors or pitching story ideas by emailing redhawkradiotheater@gmail.com. redhawkradiotheater@gmail.com.
You're tuned into Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is All Things Horror on Tuesday Terrors. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day, or find Tuesday Terrors in your favorite podcast players.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.